XFM's Avery LeBlanc. He's dancing like no one's watching. Reader is watching and streaming it.
Why don't you take the hint and leave me alone?
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Good morning, it's Avery and Reader joining you here. Hopefully you're getting to work safely. And Reader, there's always those few snacks that you really loved as a kid, but they're gone in today's world.
Yeah, it's funny how, you know, there are certain things that it seems like you just can't get anymore. Or they seem a lot harder to find as an adult than they were when you were a kid.
Oh, exactly. And what kind of snack sticks out to you?
Boy, you know, I never went too far out on the whole snack train. So we had pretty much, you know, your chips and your granola bars. And, you know, sometimes we'd get Jell-O. We had the little cooler containers with Jell-O in them or whatever. But there, I don't remember anything too much that we kind of went out of the ordinary with snacks.
Okay. Here's one for you. Oreo Cakesters. Do you remember those things?
I vaguely remember them. They were just like a soft version of the Oreo, basically, aren't they?
Yeah, they basically are. They're just cakes, basically. Oh, but okay. It's got the Oreo cream in the middle. But I think what happened to them was that people figured out how to make them at home. Yeah. 'Cause my mom makes them for Christmas all the time, right? They're that easy to make. So I think that they were like, oh, well, I guess we just gave people a good idea of stuff to make at home, right? And they were buying them off the shelves.
Yeah, my mom.
'Cause obviously.
Oh, sorry. My mom used to make, it was like a log thing, and it wasn't the Oreo cream, but it was like whipped cream, and then you could get the chocolate wafer cookies, and you just put the whipped cream in between, and you use like the whole thing of the cookies, and you layer them with the whipped cream, and then cover the whole thing in it, and that would be good.
Oh, yeah, that sounds delicious. But we want to hear from you. What was the snack that you enjoyed back in the day but can't get on the shelves at the grocery store today? 306-783-3699 is the number to text.
Avery and Reader are office chair racing in the hallway again. So here's more hits, more favorites, Fox FM!
Fox FM, more hits, more favorites, and Reader, I'm just hoping that my upstairs neighbors aren't waking up because of me, because I'm projecting my voice quite a bit in my household.
Well, you know what? Sometimes you just have to adjust, and it's only going to be for a little while.
Oh, exactly, and they're going to be let in on a little secret, because they could win $94, just like you, if you're listening right now. And the only way that you can do that is through our Facebooks and Instagrams. I think that's the right name, hey, Reader?
Yes, back on the Instagram machine, yes.
The Instagrams, the grams.
Yes, indeed. And it's very simple this week. Of course, we're changing it up every week, so it's not just the same thing every single week. And this week, to win $94, all you have to do is like or comment or share our Facebook or Instagram page that you can find at More Fox FM.
Yeah, exactly. And it's all three of those, so it's bang, bang, bang. You got to get them all three done in order for a chance to win $94. And it only takes a few seconds, and you could cash in big today. That's as easy as it is. So just take a few seconds, cycle through your phone, and you could be a winner by the end of the day.
Yeah, you know what to do.
Avery may seem like a nice guy. However, if Darth Vader asked him to join the dark side, he would.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
Had a fun trip on Saturday to Moosomin. We were at the District Regional Park for the Smoke and Smoker giveaway. We got a few entries in throughout the day.
Right on, yeah. It looked like it was a good time. I've seen some of the photos that you guys were taking out in Moosomin. It looked like everybody was having a blast.
Yeah, the sun was shining. It was absolutely beautiful. And I hadn't made that trip to Moosomin in a long time. I think I was in maybe grade 9 the last time we made that trip and passed through Moosomin at some point. And I forgot about the big windmills along Highway 1. And that was quite a sight. I haven't seen windmills like that in a very long time.
Ah, yes, harnessing the power of the wind, of course, for electricity generating purposes. It's a cool thing to see all the different ways that we can generate electricity, like wind power, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's pretty crazy. Another thing, when we were out at the park, actually. Saw a bunch of people skating around. The horses were pretty cool to see, pulling the sleigh around, and a lot of people ice fishing out there, too. And one of the kids was having trouble helping their friends try and tie their skates, and they turned around when we passed by and they said, "Hey, could you help me tie my friend's skates for me?" So I had to tie a couple of kids' skates during the afternoon, which my fingers got a little frozen for, but hey, it was still pretty nice outside. It was nice enough where I didn't freeze my fingers off.
Well, there you go. You're meeting people, you're providing a valuable public service, and you got to give everybody a chance to check out that Green Mountain Grill smoker.
Exactly, and we'll let you know when you can win next time here on Fox FM or at foxfmonline.ca.
Fox FM's Avery is going to come to Reader for advice. They are both in trouble.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
There's always those snacks that you enjoyed as a kid, but you can't get at today's grocery stores. And we've gotten a few comments on our Facebook page and a few texts. Matt said, soda licorice. I've never had soda licorice, Reader.
I remember seeing it, but I don't know that I've ever had it now that you mention it. I think it was kind of, was it like Crush? I think like Orange Crush, Grape Crush or whatever, and they made licorice.
Oh, okay, I see. So they kind of just added like the ingredients of their pop into the licorice and it tasted like pop.
Yeah. Okay. Lindsay said Dunkaroos and Smarty Bars.
Yeah, Smarty Bars. I remember those. I remember those ones. Dunkaroos, I also remember from back in elementary school. Always fought over those bad boys.
Yeah, Colton said the old Minute Maid juice bars back in the 90s. I don't really remember those.
No, I was born in 1999, so I was just on the edge of that. Yeah. Wendy said Sodalicious fruit snacks. Okay. I don't recognize those, but yeah, they're... any fruit snack though, like what kind of fruit snacks are there? Welch's are the ones that I enjoy now in today's world,
and the Gushers and things like that. Caitlin, as you had mentioned before, she also mentioned the Oreo Cakesters, and I just thought of now that I used to love, and I haven't seen them around in stores forever. I don't know if you remember Lifesaver Suckers.
Oh yeah,
the big Lifesavers on the stick. I love those. The green and the orange were my favorite.
Oh, those are awesome. Well, let us know, what snack do you remember from back in the day that you can't get today? Shoot us a text, 306-783-3699. We'd love to hear from you.
Avery grew up near Waka, and Reader's trying so hard to not go all Fozzie Bear right now.
Waka, waka.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
I'm at home right now as a result of being a close contact. Reader's still at the studio. And as a result, we dress differently when it comes to working at home versus working at the office. So we're going to list off our attires and we're going to see what the big difference is. Reader, you go first.
Well, today it's a little bit more casual, just a long sleeve shirt and jeans, really. So not too casual, not too formal for me today.
Okay, see, I got the bunny hug rolling, bunny hug hoodie, whatever you want to call it. And then I got the good old high school pants that I've had since like grade 10. They're like sweats, right? So that's the main difference probably, because I would be wearing the jeans, but I literally rolled out of bed and just grabbed the first set of pants that were on the floor or out of my drawer. I can't remember.
That's the beautiful part of working at home.
Oh, it is. It really is. So we want to hear about your at-home work attire. Do you wear sweats? Maybe you only wear the top half of your suit and you wear your boxers or your briefs or maybe sweats below that? Let us know on the text line.
Avery and Reader are learning more about each other every day. Some days, Avery goes home crying.
You're a monster!
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Well, Reader, one of the great positives and negatives of being at home is that my fridge is accessible to me at all times, so I can grab whatever I want at any point I want.
It is a very nice perk to working at home. All the food, all the snacks, everything is just right there when you want it.
Oh, exactly. And one of the things I've been thinking about grabbing is just like putting the jar of peanut butter on my desk and just grabbing spoonfuls of it because it is National Peanut Butter Day today.
I did not know that. So you're one of those folks that can just, you know, scoop out a spoonful and just eat it just like that.
I can sometimes. I have to be in the mood for it, though.
Yeah.
But whenever I do enjoy it, on occasion, I do enjoy it in a peanut butter pickle sandwich or a peanut butter jelly sandwich or on peanut butter toast, right? That's usually when I enjoy it. But you enjoy it in a completely different way, hey?
I'm not a huge peanut butter fan, just, you know, like peanut butter sandwiches or peanut butter on toast. Like, I don't even remember the last time I ever actually bought peanut butter. But if you hand me, like, Reese's peanut butter cups or it's peanut butter cookies or peanut butter in baking like that, I'm cool with it. But just not to eat as a topping on something.
You put the phone down and drive. We've got you covered with more hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
Well, a lot of junior hockey teams were in action this past weekend, and made for some pretty entertaining games, that's for sure.
Yeah, the Yorkton Terriers and Melville Millionaires, they renewed hostilities Friday night, Westland Arena, with the Terriers coming out on top 4-1 to take the latest installment of the Highway 10 rivalry. The Terriers had another home game on Saturday night. They dropped a 3-1 decision to the visiting Humboldt Broncos. Meanwhile, the Mills, they just had the one game Friday night. Their game Saturday against the Battlefords was postponed. Terriers back in action tonight when they play host to the Weyburn Red Wings. Game time 7:30 Westland Arena. And the Mills, they're back in action coming up Saturday night when they welcome Estevan to Horizon Credit Union Center at 7 p.m.
Yeah, exactly. And I haven't been to a hockey game in a little while. I feel like I got to get back. Last week I saw... Pardon?
You're getting the itch?
Yeah, I am getting the itch. It's been a while since I've been in that sports-like environment. I think the last one I was at was probably mid-December, before Christmas, when it was that Highway 10 rivalry between the Millionaires and the Terriers, and that was an entertaining game. It was nice to see Westland Arena just packed to the top with people, right?
Yeah, very good.
It really gets the mood set.
Yeah. And one other thing we don't want to forget, Swan Valley Stampeders, they split their two games on the weekend. They played host to the Neepawa Titans for a pair at the Centennial Arena Friday night. It was Neepawa coming out on top 5-2. But then Saturday night, the Stamps bounced back and picked up a 7-4 win. The two teams go back at it for a pair coming up on Friday and Saturday night. It'll be the Stamps and the Titans doing it again, but this time it'll be in Neepawa, both games 7:30 each night.
Also wanted to give a shout out to any parents who are hauling their kids to and from practice and to games and tournaments across the province that they live in. It's pretty crazy, especially with the road conditions we've been dealing with as of late. A lot of blowing snow, a lot of snow on the highways, and trying to maneuver around snow plows and such. We really appreciate those as well who have been cleaning the roads and making sure we can get to where we need to be for those big time events in our life.
Everybody helping to make it happen.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. They're making it happen and letting us get to the hockey games that we want to watch.
Forget the caramilk secret. Reader wants to know how Reese's gets the peanut butter into the cups.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
One way you can kind of burn away a cold day like any day that we experience throughout the winter is winning $94, because you could go to the movies or do something a lot of fun with that, right?
Yeah, or you could buy, you know, $94 worth of hand and boot warmers.
Yeah.
It's up to you.
Or you could go buy a new toboggan for the kids, right?
Yeah.
Or maybe get some new skidoo wear for your sled, right? Maybe you can do that. Exactly. And your chance to win $94 is today, once again. And all you got to do is share, comment, or like our post on our social medias at Instagram and Facebook. It's that easy.
It is so simple. Yeah. I mean, you know what to do. It's all you got to do is like, comment, share, and you could be entered in to win $94 in free money, the best kind of money.
Yeah, so just head to the Facebooks, the Instagrams, the Grams, the Facebook, or what are the different names? I think I've heard from people who are unfamiliar with the app.
FB,
I think
Bookface, and the IG.
Yeah. Oh, those are good. But yeah, make sure you get your entry in for $94 on this Monday morning.
Reader wants to drive a Zamboni. If you're willing to let him, please pre-submit your insurance claim.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
Crystal LeBlanc commented on our Facebook page saying, miss these a lot, the Misty Mints. Do you remember those, Reader, at all?
You know, I don't. They almost look like little, you know, those chocolate rosebuds almost, but in mint form.
Oh, okay.
That's just looking at the box. Yeah. That's almost what they look like to me. I don't know if I've ever had those.
Okay, Maggie also said the Mojos. Do you remember Mojos?
Oh, yeah, the little fruit chewy Mojos. Yeah, they package like little gums, but they're like fruit chews almost. Almost like a somewhat similar to a Starburst.
Oh, okay, so it's kind of like a Starburst.
Yeah.
The candy that is better than Starbursts for me right now is Hi Chews. Really like Hi Chews. Those are good.
Hi Chews. Don't know that I've had those. Mike said malted milk, chocolate bars. Hasn't seen them in years. Yeah, I don't remember seeing them around. I was never a huge fan of them. I know one of my brothers was a big fan of them, but haven't seen the malted milk in a while. Tracy, she said, Treasure chocolate bars. I don't know those ones, but Beep juice. I haven't had Beep forever. That's
Beep juice? Well, yeah. What is that?
It was like a mix of several different kinds of juice. I don't know how to describe it. It was like citrus and other juices all kind of mixed together. Came in a big yellow carton, like a milk carton. And yeah, it was just, I always remembered we'd get it on road trips when we went to Saskatoon. You know, we'd grab a snack for the road, we'd grab a big carton of Beep and a big old bag of chips and just pass it around.
it's always kind of the dad tax whenever there's snacks that are like universal for the car to use, right? There's always the hand behind the seat that's like, as soon as you open a snack bag, yep, or something like that,
give me the
right
chips
there. Shoot us a text, 306-783-3699. What's a snack that back in the day you really loved but can't get?
Avery and Reader can't have a hot holiday, so they'll crank up the heat and watch beach videos on YouTube.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
I want to give a shout out to those who have moved during the winter at any point in their lifetime. It is not an easy task. I experienced it for the first time this past weekend.
Yes, you were busy helping pal move, and yeah, hopefully you had most of the snow at least kind of shoveled out of the way and cleared out for you to be able to move back and forth into the house.
Yeah, we did shovel beforehand, and it made the process a lot easier. Obviously, one of the big anchors of moving during this time of year is the roads, right? If you have to travel great distances, you're dealing with pretty bad conditions.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, especially if you're hauling a trailer full of stuff, too. You're driving, you're keeping one eye on the road and then one eye on the mirrors, making sure that everything is where it's supposed to be with the trailer.
Well, and Buddy, he had a 26-foot U-Haul, and it was really windy on Friday, if you recall, like 70-click winds at some points, right? So he was he had a lot of surface area where the wind could pick him up and potentially tip him over, right? And that was a little spooky at first. But he arrived safely, and there was this whole process of being cold while hauling stuff in, and then you'd get too hot once you got inside. And also you're tracking snow inside the house because you're wearing your boots, and it's kind of a hassle to take your boots off and then put them back on. So it's a completely different ball game when you're moving stuff during the wintertime.
Yeah, a lot of other variables that you have to worry about. So yes, kudos to everybody who's had to move house in the middle of winter and had to contend with the cold and the snow and all those other little things.
Avery LeBlanc on Fox FM. Unfortunately, he isn't related to Matt LeBlanc.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
I am working from home right now. Reader's still at the station, and we're going to confirm if I need to stay home for the entire week or not. Ah. As of right now, Reader, okay. You're ready to test me.
Okay, let's do this.
Okay, so I got the little brain tickler. Let's just hope that I don't hit an on and off switch or something like that.
Okay.
So I'm just going to twirl it around. You got to count me down for 5 seconds, okay?
Okay, tell me when to go.
Okay, 3, 2, 1.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Here you go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I don't like that one. Okay, now we got to do the other nostril, apparently. Oh,
okay.
You got to do both, apparently.
All right.
That's what the kit tells me, so I'm going to follow the instructions.
Gotta do it right. Okay.
Okay. One more time.
Okay.
Ready? Five, oh, gosh.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay.
Oh. Okay, now that's going in the vial. Whew.
Don't sneeze now.
And I got the... Yeah, no, that was what I was worried about, is I'm going to sneeze on air and then get the COVID all over the equipment, and I'm going to have to sanitize it from top to bottom. Oh, goodness. But yeah, I guess we will find out later on today if I do have COVID or not.
Well, let's keep our fingers crossed.
Yeah, hopefully it does not turn out that way. But thanks for helping me with that, Reader. I appreciate it.
I do what I can.
Fox FM's Avery and Reader both grew up on the farm, have three brothers, and drive the same car. They are either long-lost twins or Craig needs to do some explaining.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.